Michael show as well. And so excited right now. We're rolling out the red carpet. Here comes the spotlight. Here come the searchlights that sort of mark the sky when something special is going on. Marley Major is here, CEO of The Party Goddess. Hello, Marley.
Hello, Mario. How are you?
Good. Great to see you. How are you?
See you. It's so nice to be in the studio.
It's wonderful to see you.
I can see everybody's faces.
You know, your eyes really lit up when I mentioned contests. When you entertain, contests are it for you.
You know I'm a huge contest girl. I can't help myself. So, yeah, as soon as you said that, I was like, wait, a million miles?
I know.
Can you imagine where we could go with a million miles, Mario?
Now we're competing. We'll share if we win.
No, it's okay. Okay. I'm not going to share ideas.
You know, we were talking about air kissing and show business and all that. It's just kind of like show business season in a way.
It is. Well, we've got all these different award shows, and people really get into them and really like them. So it's kind of a great excuse to entertain, basically. So that's what we're saying is how you can entertain and stay home and not break the bank. Because that's key. And so we've got all kinds of ideas.
And there are times we're watching it on the screen, and it's framed by the screen of our TV, but we're going to go frameless. We're going to let the awards show spill out into your living room.
Yes, absolutely. And we are going to talk today about how to deal with decor for your house or your apartment, how to do it for your dining table, how to make sure that your guests get involved. I really encourage people, when they invite people over, to have them get dressed up. You can have them get dressed up like in their favorite glamorous cocktail dress just so that's fun. You can have them dress as their favorite actor or actress. You can do a whole thing of like, you know, guess who I am and then give awards. That's what I think is so fun, that when people dress up and then you have to like, okay, who are you?
Now, the Party Goddess has worked with and entertained and done parties for Britney Spears, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Pierce Brosnan, Snoop Dogg. Do they also love to play? Do celebrities like to dress up like celebrities sometimes?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you see all the photos like in Us Weekly and stuff, they're all in their sweats, no makeup. So I kind of think that if they can, they don't dress up at all.
Well, we'll take that part over for them.
Yeah.
The Party Goddess. With your questions about entertaining, Marley Major is here. Call now. 866-675-6675. So let's talk award season parties. Which awards really attract your attention?
Well, obviously the Academy Awards are huge, and then you've got all the other ones, the Golden Globes, and you've got the Grammys, obviously, and the Golden Globes are kind of key because they seem to be a precursor for who's going to get nominated for the Emmys. So it's kind of, you know, something to keep in mind.
Let's start about the basics. When you have, say, a big picture event in your home, Golden Globes, Emmys, Oscars, Grammys, that obviously is the main energy of the event. People are there to watch. How do you strike a balance between activities, the food, the drink, and people glued to the set?
Well, remember, you take into consideration your audience. So if your friends that are coming over are all hardcore movie people who are just going to want to be glued to the set, then you better back off with all the other kind of distractions, because that they're not going to be interested.
Okay.
But if you've got some people who are really interested and some people who would like to take it or leave it, kind of like the whole Super Bowl thing, and you've got some people that are really into it and some people that aren't. You just want to have different options and distractions. You want to have different games, like in terms of how they dress and winning a contest. You want to have decor and everything that's fun to look at and things like that. But you want to make sure that you can give away prizes after certain awards have been given. But, you know, good to do it after the award is done, maybe on the commercial kick break, because some people get really annoyed.
The commercial's a good idea.
The commercial's a really good idea. And so what one of our activities is to say, listen, you know, pick the key movies, you know, like Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Movie, and then have everybody vote. And then if they, let's say, I pick Mario Bosquez as Best Actor.
I would assume.
And of course you win. And then we have, you know, we've got multiple people. You just draw however many people pick Mario. You pick the winner, and then that person gets a prize. You can award prizes. You can do all those things throughout the evening, but just make sure that, you know, you're not standing in front of the television when somebody wants to.
And I can legitimately say I'm the best actor of the year.
Absolutely. And you have the best voice, for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love that Mario voice.
Thank you. Also, you know, we're talking about the different types of trivia, the facts, the knowledge, that I think Marley Major is the best in the business. When it comes to the host knowing the backstory of what you're hosting.
Well, and I think it's fun, and we've talked about this before, but I love the kind of random bingo questions. I love trivia in between things, because it just kind of creates a little bit of spice.
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Scary. Okay, what is it?
Emmy statuette. Who is that? What's she holding?
It's designed to depict this winged woman holding an atom, which I think is very random. And it is now, it's like, why an atom? I mean, I'm sure now we're going to get all kinds of, like, viewer email, but I don't know why it is an atom, but it is the symbol now of the TV Academy's goal of supporting and uplifting the art and science of television. But again, why?
I mean, the only link I could think of is maybe TV, the atoms that fly through the I don't know.
I guess, but that's like the first thing that comes to mind is, hi, I'm an atom.
But
know, see, television.
But that is great conversation for your part.
Completely. And then another question kind of along those lines is, what did what do the wings represent? Because remember, this is not only just a woman holding the atom, this random atom, but she's got these...
The buffalo wings you served during Super Bowl telecast.
Actually, no, there we go.
I don't know.
But, no, it's the muse of art.
Okay.
So again, who knows this stuff? But I mean, I think it's fun to kind of bring it out because once you know, you won't forget.
Okay, Grammy Awards. Let's test the party goddess on Grammy Awards. This is fun examples of what you can do at your party.
Yeah.
There's a ton of them.
Yeah, there are a ton of them. No, it started out, there were 22 the first year that the Grammys were out, and that was in 1959, and now there are over 110.
Okay.
Which is why these telecasts are usually so long.
So
too.
If you even hum on the street, you could be nominated for a Grammy.
No, seriously. I mean, 110 is like...
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
And another great example of, if you have the storehouse of knowledge handy when you're entertaining, it just fleshes out the evening for people.
Well, it does. And that way, as a host or hostess, you can kind of gauge how things are going. You know, if there's a break and people are kind of... You know, they give away certain awards and... They're kind of like uneventful ones. I mean, I hate to say that. And if you know there's going to be a little bit of a stretch of it, then insert some trivia, have some fun, ask some questions. That's the time, because you know, some of the good ones are at the very end, so you've got to keep people's attention.
So you follow the rhythm of the telecast in a way.
Big time. You follow the rhythm of the telecast, and you marry it with the rhythm of your group. Because those are just things you don't know until the night of. And then you kind of have to... play it by ear. Just like, okay, we need a cocktail, or okay, we need more hors d'oeuvres.
Questions for the party goddess. Marley Major is here. 866-675-6675. Let's we know we want to dress up. Say we want to dress up and be glam.
Yeah.
What about the big entrance? They always make these big entrances at these
which events. Is so fun, and that's really simple to do. And depending on, you know, how big your entrance is, like if it's an apartment in New York, okay, maybe a little smaller entrance. But we even say, listen, just get a scrap of red carpet and just put the red carpet right outside the door, or, you know, open the door and have the red carpet leading in. And you can do stanchions if you want. If you want to get really fancy, then get the red carpet from the rent company and the stanchions, you know, and some lights and stuff. But really trick it out so that people feel like they're coming to an event as opposed to just like, oh, can you come over and watch the
movie? Don't you want the flashing of cameras in your face?
I love the
flashing. Stay away, stay away.
Okay, absolutely. Drama for me is better. And then a great way to do that is even just handing out disposable cameras to your guests. You know, everybody can take photos these days on their phone, which is fun then to post later, you know, Facebook or on Twitter. But hand out the disposable cameras, and then they have, you know, the little flash. And even when they're done, it's fun to see the flash going.
I agree. And also, I think one event, one element I use when I entertain is the good old Polaroid, because you get it instantly.
You get it instantly, and it's so fun. And then, you know, you can, depending on how many cocktails you've had, I mean, you can get snarky and, like, start autographing the Polaroids and
plus,
things like that, and that's a ball.
Depending on what you're doing in the Polaroid, that's harder to post.
Yes, exactly. It's harder to post, but if it's a really good one, you can scan and post.
Right. Let's talk about liquid refreshment.
Yes.
I know the stars love their bubbly. What does the party goddess recommend for entertaining during these glam our home star event?
Well, I love, I mean, champagne is obviously so fun, but what I think is great is there are these little tiny bottles of champagne, and some of them are just so fun and sophisticated.
The splits?
Yeah, they're tiny, and then put them in the center of the table or the center of the bar. Like, you can put it in a galvanized bucket, you can put it in like a silver, you know, ice bucket, something like that, so that the presentation is part of it, and then, you know, trim it with a little marabou, something like that, to kind of glam it up. But let me give you one more, I know you're chomping at the bit, but can I tell you one more thing that I found about this? I was randomly shopping late night last night, and I saw they had, like, peach beer and stuff that was, but it looked with gold and stuff on the top.
The gold little foil wrapping, okay.
It looked kind of like champagne. So I thought, wait a second, that's an alternative, because not everybody loves champagne.
Mm-hmm.
So you could kind of trick it out.
So like Negra Modelo, I think beer also has
Well, yeah, you could do something fun just so that it goes along with your theme of everything gold.
Now, we do, in some ways, want to evoke the glitter and glam of champagne flutes. They're kind of expensive. What do you think?
Well, okay, they are kind of expensive, but I have this secret spot lately. And since people always want to know specifically, well, where do you get that stuff? I have to tell you, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, they're all over the place. they have the best deals on stuff, because usually for awards entertaining, you don't need 100 glasses like this. So you go to places like that, they have all the same trends and same designs as everybody else, you know, as all the retailers. They're super cheap, and you can get, like, glasses trimmed with gold, or you can get, you know, the funny, funky stems and stuff. So it's just a good secret spot, and they're usually really inexpensive.
And you live in Hollywood land, so you know that everything on a movie set isn't real anyway.
It isn't. And the thing is, too, is that people freak out about, oh, my gosh, all this has to be matching. Oh, my gosh. It's like, no. You know, just have these fabulous glasses. You can take them and paint on them with a, you know, with a gold paint marker or something. I mean, just have a good time so people get in the mood.
You set the mood, Marla. Again, questions for the party goddess, 866-675-6675, or email livingtoday@marthastewart.com. How do you have fun when you have your parties, your Oscar parties, your Grammys parties? 866-675-6675. The Party Goddess is here, thepartygoddess.com. We set the mood around the TV screen. We've got our liquid refreshment ready to go. What about the table that we're going to set?
Well, here we go again, that you want to really carry out the theme. So pick a color scheme. For example, for our color scheme, we were talking in our office, we were doing like a red and gold and black. And so then we want everything to be really consistent with that, kind of like the whole red carpet moment. And we did all kinds of things. We went to the party store, got, you know, gold-rimmed sunglasses. You can hand those out to people. Again, great photo ops. Boas, super fun for the photo.
Oh, they were good.
So inexpensive. Mm-hmm. And another thing, too, is even really inexpensive gloves. So have people put on gloves and not, again, fun, silly touches, almost to play dress up like New Year's Eve, but it's kind of awards glam.
And the Party Goddess is experienced when you do have props and set pieces, just like they do in show business.
Yes.
What's the response of the majority of the people who attend, in particular those who say, oh, I don't want to be part of it, who may later want to be the center of it?
Well, that's what my favorite is. You tell people, okay, listen, come in costume, and you know, people are going to hem and haw, or the wife wants to do it, and the husband's complaining. But what I find is if you kind of have this little dress-up station, and remember a tip when you're buying this stuff for the stations, you don't have to buy one boa for every person and then a tiara and then a pair of gloves for everybody. Just get a collection so that about a third of the group could put different things
on. Good idea. It also takes the onus off the person, and in my opinion, your great idea does, because that whole, it feels like homework.
Right. And then if you're like, gosh, I'm coming from work and I don't have time to do this, or, you know, I'm on a budget and the last thing I want to do is go get some expensive costume. Forget that. We're just saying, hey, listen, have great photos. You know, boas, gloves, and have some silly, you know, plastic rings, stuff like that.
So it doesn't have to be BYOB, bring your own boa.
Absolutely. You know, I got my BYOB. That is not a Party Goddess moment. I don't know what it is. I love it.
Might give to you because we love
it. Thank you, BYOB.
866-675-6675. You mentioned the galvanized ice. I have an oval galvanized, and I always think twice before I put it out. People love it.
Okay, but Mario, here's the thing, and these days with budget being on the forefront of everybody's mind, my thing is invest in some key pieces, and a galvanized bucket is a key piece.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you can use it on the buffet. If you've got tiny ones, you can use it right on the center of the table, and then you can really trick it out. I mean, remember, again, boas are inexpensive. You can take a long boa, you can cut it to fit the rim of that galvanized bucket, right? And then you don't care if the ice and all that stuff gets all over it. It's a buck. Throw it out.
One day, I would love a peek inside the Party Goddess's home prop.
Oh, my God. You would. Okay, first of all, it's like OCD organized. You would freak out.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, no, that's the other thing is really group your prop, like what I call props. And whether it's your platters at home, whether your props are just like vases, we all have stuff that we collect. And I group things by color, I group them by purpose, and then that way, you know, I mix and match. Like, we have these little gold kind of disco balls that we're using for award season stuff. Well, guess what? We also use them at New Year's Eve. So if you kind of change the color scheme... You know, why are you laughing?
Because you just said something so wonderful that totally clicks into how I have my house decorated.
Yeah.
In the middle of a 2,400 square foot loft, there's a little black motor that's so unassuming.
Shut up. You can hang
It's permanently wired in.
Oh, my God. That's the best
and
idea.
And I just put the glitter ball up, and it's so easy. I'm so embarrassed.
Did you do that yourself?
Yes.
That's okay. BYO boa and add disco ball.
And you go like in New York City or any of the cities, there are like electronics little areas where you can get things inexpensive.
Exactly.
Like $26, I got the glitter ball on the motor. And I got the red light that spins on it.
Exactly. But you see, Mario, how expensive is that? Not particularly, right?
And so I've gotten it's well, more than paid for itself.
Absolutely, because then you just get the disco ball at a party. So you can probably even get it at a flea market if you want. And then you just tuck it away, and there's so many fun times when you could whip that out.
What does the party goddess say about the event already has music and
right.
the glitz and the glam,
right.
yet you want to entertain.
Yep.
However, when it comes to commercials, that music's gone.
The music's gone, yeah.
How do you balance?
Well, what I like to make sure is a couple things. You can use that as a break that everybody needs. If you've got some loud crowd and you guys are all just, you know, there's tons of you in the living room and you need a break, then use it as a break and people can make, you know, go get food and stuff like that. But if you're worried that it's going to be dull or you know the next set of awards is going to be kind of uneventful, then make sure that you've got your iPod or something tuned up. And
okay.
That is such a mistake that people make is they forget about it. And then it's in the middle of the party and they're like, oh my gosh, it's like uneventful. There's no noise. It's too quiet. Do the music playlist ahead of time. And you can even, you know, go on iTunes or wherever you get your music to download and do searches so that you can have background music, you can amp it up for later, and but have it pre-done, ready to go so you can just hit.
Party Goddess, I've been through this, and if you've been through this, you call me, 866-675-6675. You're watching this event, and people fight for the control of the remote and changing the channel and the volume.
Okay, the volume, and then heads up, they grab the remote, and then they change the channel, and you get, like, the blue screen, and they can't figure out how to get it back. It's called, like, hide the remote, hostess in charge, you know, seriously.
Be practical about
it. Yeah, you have to be really practical. And then you don't want it too loud, and obviously don't want it too soft. And that's another, that brings up another good point about maybe having two kind of areas for the party. Just, again, like the Super Bowl, you want to have people who are hardcore interested in this, and then kind of an area, maybe, like, don't have the bar right next to the TV, because people are going to hang out there and be noisy. Same thing with the buffet. Have that kind of in another little spot, so that people who are serious about the viewing aren't annoyed with, hi, this guy's chomping his chips and popping his champagne.
Buffet. Grays or pass arounds?
I like both, actually. I start with pass hors d'oeuvres because it kind of breaks the ice a little bit. You know, when people get there, they kind of are looking around, take the coat, and then pass the hors d'oeuvres, and then place them. And then again, it goes back to reading the crowd. I mean, sometimes you think, okay, you place the hors d'oeuvres on the buffet so people can get them, and nobody's getting up because they're so interested in the TV or their conversation. So then you go back to passing. Or sometimes you're passing so much and people are like, okay, hi, you've been by seven times. I'm done. I don't need another pick in the blanket,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Okay, and also, you know, when I entertain, I like to have what I call a staging area.
Yes.
Where I put everything together, and that's the central place
yes.
for everything that's going to be featured or put out. What are your thoughts on that?
I love that, and I also like, I like to have key things that are always positioned. Maybe it's just like you have a beautiful platter that's really too heavy to pass. And I kind of like to have a couple things as like my little anchor tenants, you know, I call them. And so I'll have a couple of big platters, whether it's crudité or interesting dips and things like that, that people can always go back to. But then you've got some stuff that can be more mobile and pass around. And then don't forget fun things, too, like, you know, doing popcorn. There's so many amazing gourmet popcorns these days that you can buy, that you can make yourself.
Absolutely.
And that's another kind of fun tip is start with hors d'oeuvres, have your buffet or your stations out, and then kind of mid-party bring out popcorn or bring out champagne. You know, you don't have to, like, reveal all your tricks the second people walk through the door, because it's kind of boring. So sort of layer your entertainment and your activities.
Marley Major is here, CEO of The Party Goddess, thepartygoddess.com. And Martha Stewart, Living Radio, Sirius 112 XM 157. Your questions and thoughts, and also how have you entertained during the Oscars, for example. 866-675-6675. 866-675. 6675. One, I love your idea of two or perhaps three activity areas.
Yes.
One, the main
yeah.
for the hardcore mainline watchers who
right.
don't like to be interrupted
right.
when they're sort of calling the odds and who's
right.
going to win. I like that very much. And also, you know, in working, Marley, with the celebrities that you've
yeah.
worked with, Pierce Brosnan, Britney Spears, Jennifer Love Hewitt, and so many others, we sometimes have the impression that movie stars and celebrities and singers love these fabulous, fancy hors d'oeuvres and foods
not
and eau cuisine.
Not necessarily.
And
no.
we
yeah.
forget they like regular stuff, too.
Well, yes. And the thing about, you know, we've had these conversations about what people really eat. And I think it's fabulous to create some really interesting, intricate hors d'oeuvres and all that. Of course, it's fun. But don't forget about basic things that people are really going to eat, like chili or, you know, having a do-it-yourself chili bar or doing, and again, I think we talked about this once on the show, about casseroles and all these fabulous, amazing casseroles. People love that kind of stuff. It does well to sit around. And, yeah, and believe it or not, celebrities, yes, that's what they want on their buffets, too, because
mm-hmm.
they're actually eating it.
And it's a good point you bring up because you may be new to that house, new to those people, or
right.
even if it's a friend, and it's there's newness enough already with the guests, the music, the
right.
elements, and then you're thinking, oh, now I have to try the truffled pig's feet
no,
with the strawberry
and,
mousse.
And
it's
this,
a very challenging
it's
thing.
It's very challenging. Now, if you've
By the way, I made that up.
Okay, well, because I was going to say I want to taste it, if not. But remember, if you've been in your house and you have this great big kitchen that you've had for 20 years and you kind of know that your oven is temperamental and all that stuff, great. If you've just moved into the apartment or you're going to be entertaining, you know, straight from work or something, you do not want to start making your own salad dressings and things at this point. You really want to, what I call, pick your battles. So decide, is the food going to be really the key focus? That's fine. Then be simpler with your decorations. Or you just don't want everything to be totally labor intensive. And I find that
not everything should be a circus.
Not exactly, because then guess what? It takes away from everything. Then you're so tired and burned out. You've got to call out sick the next day. And the last thing you want to do is entertain again, which is the whole point of this, just to, you know, casually entertain and have fun.
And on the casual entertaining energy,
right.
Marley, we get caught up. It's a lot of fun. How do you gracefully, how should I say this, conclude the evening?
Oh, very simply. So what you do is you start turning the lights up and you start turning the volume down.
Okay.
And people start getting the message that it's time to go, because nobody, you know, at 10 or 11 o'clock wants to be in the bright room. And, you know, like, okay, door's open, you have a key. You know.
Perhaps you can help me with this etiquette sticky situation. And it's just me, who I am as a person. We all do it.
Yeah.
We think it's a sign of politeness. Someone says, well, I guess I should be going.
Right.
And it is the time.
Right.
Yet your voice, without you even controlling, oh, no, that's okay, please stay.
Yeah, next. I mean, I would just, if you know, if it's been 4 hours and it's 11 o'clock and it's, you know, as I say, a school night, or just be sensitive. I mean, especially if the host or host is looking right. Ragged, or they've been, you know,
okay,
mentioned already three times that they've got a, you know, a big day in court tomorrow. Well, heads up, like.
And isn't that a rule of show business? Leave them wanting more.
Leave them wanting more. And again, 4 hours at an event is a really, really long time. So, you know, 2.5 hours is kind of a little bit better and more natural. So yeah, don't overstay your welcome, because you will not be asked.
How would the party goddess put the finishing touch on an Oscar, Grammys, Tony's party, Golden Globes, as far as takeaways or something special at the conclusion of the event?
Well, I'm big on just gifts and like fun awards throughout. You can do, depending on how, you know, intricate you want to get, you can give away the fun little split of champagne. You can, if you want to get fancier, you can give them like an engraved glass or something with their name on it, or an engraved glass just with the, you know, the date of the party. That's completely fine and usually pretty inexpensive to do. You can give them little, depending on how you decorate, like sometimes, you know, for award season, you might use little mint julep cups of roses or flowers or something like that. I love arrangements that are clustered, but that are, you know, comprised of small containers.
They travel well.
Exactly.
Right.
And then you just send one home with
nice.
Each of the guests. So there are like a ton of ways you can do it.
What's new at thepartygoddess.com?
We've got all kinds of things. In fact, we're just putting up a bunch of new menus. We're doing these whole, all these gastropub menus and just really fun, interesting food things. I'm kind of, you know, when was Valentine's Day? Like a week ago or so, I started back to baking my pies and doing all this stuff.
Nice.
I'm kind of in baking mode right now.
What is the simplest hors d'oeuvre, hot or cold, that you have served that's been the easiest, breeziest thing to make that you get the most compliments for?
You know, I would probably say, this is kind of random, but like stuffed mushrooms, because they're simple to do, they hold up really well. You can do them with a whole host of things. You can do them with shrimp and with, you know, garlic and breadcrumbs and things like that, and there are a billion different versions. Really, really easy. And then of course another thing is, you know, like a poor man's caviar or something with eggplant,
mm-hmm.
and really interesting dips that hold up well. And then you can do, you know, I've also found lately so many fun, not just tortilla chips, but like flaxseed chips in different colors and all kinds of different things to dip. And I've been having fun with those lately, and not all of them are completely unhealthy. So.
And they serve well, and they keep well, which is another good tip. Always great ideas from Marley Major, CEO of The Party Goddess. You always really ramp up the energies of our parties. And I can't believe you made me confess I have a built-in disco ball motor.
I'm so excited, because that's going to be the first thing I'm going to do. I'm going to have a disco ball by Friday, I swear to you.
Marley.
You think I'm joking? I'm not. My husband's going to love me. He's going to be like, thank you, Mario.
Thank you, Mario,
much.
Again.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Check out thepartygoddess.com. We love you, Marley. Great job as always.
Thank you. Thanks for
thank
having
you.
Me.
Thank you. Enjoy your awards events. We'll be back in just a moment with more Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius 112X.